50. Tariana. They spent another night in the shack. The wolves making only a few lackluster attempts to get in before leaving her and Marcus in relative peace. Maybe they've given up. She tried to be optimistic, which was challenging given her exhaustion. Even her hands ached from the effort of softening the wolf pelt enough to use. Endlessly pragmatic, Marcus shook his head.
They're being patient. Starving your enemy out is an excellent way to lay siege, if you've the time for it, which I expect they do.
But now, it was dawn of the day they'd attempt to cross 20 miles of barren landscape, or die trying. Together, they'd fashioned clothing from the wolf's pelt. Big as it was still not enough to cover them from head to toe, so they'd focused, as Marcus had described it, on the parts most likely to freeze off. Boots for their feet, mittens for their hands, and as she stood next to him, waiting for it to be bright enough to risk opening the door, Tariana rubbed her cheek against the deep, fur-lined hood that protected her head and shoulders.
Ready?
Marcus turned to look at her, his face shadowed by his own hood. Over one shoulder, he had slung the satchel containing what supplies they'd bring, including the kettle, which was full of hot water. They'd have to drink it before it froze, because there'd be no time to stop to build a fire. And he'd already warned her of the dangers of eating snow. He had one mitten tucked in his belt and was holding his gladius, and thinking this might be prudent, she drew her freshly sharpened knife.
Grab the meat, he said. Then we go west. I'm confident the den is north of us, so we'll move fast at first to put some distance between them and us. If you need to rest, say so. This is a test of endurance, not speed.
Though she suspected Marcus was mostly talking to himself, Tariana nodded. Lifting off the crossbeams and setting them aside, Marcus opened the door and stepped outside, Tariana following on his heels. Both of them looked skyward.
Overcast, she said, the sun barely visible through the soft gray clouds. It was the first day she wasn't squinting against glare, and her heart thudded rapidly against her ribcage. The sun was the only ally they had. Should we wait until tomorrow? Marcus was silent, and she knew he was considering the odds.
We could, but tomorrow might be the same. We might have weeks of the same, and that wolf meat is all we have unless we stop to hunt, which...
He broke off and shook his head.
Neither of us has the expertise in trapping we need to ensure quick success, and every day we lose daylight. Leaving is a risk, but so is staying.
She waited for him to tell her what he thought they should do, but Marcus only turned to her.
What do you think?
Tariana eyed the shelter as she considered their options, none of which were good. Let's go. Marcus didn't answer, only scanned their surroundings, fingers flexing on his weapon. There was no movement in the snowy plains, but the light was flat and strange, making it hard to judge depth. The snowdrifts didn't seem large enough to hide anything, but what's wrong?
I don't know.
He shook his head and turned in a circle.
Something.
Tariana's skin prickled as she watched him walk a dozen paces and then stop, searching their surroundings before turning back.
I think maybe.
Whatever else he said fell on deaf ears as a black shape rose from behind a drift. The wolf bounded forward, ears pinned and lips peeled back in a snarl. Then it leapt.
Tremon, guide my hand!
The words tore from Tariana's lips, and she threw her knife. It flipped end over end past Marcus, who was turning, blade rising. Then the wolf slammed into him, and both of them went down,
rolling across the snowy ground.
No!
Tariana hurtled across the space between them, hooking her arm around the wolf's neck. She dug in her heels, hauling backward, expecting to feel the sharp pain of teeth. It was so heavy, like dead weight. That's when she saw her knife hilt jutting from the creature's eye.
Shit!
Marcus snarled the word, shoving the dead animal aside with Tariana's help. Then his eyes landed on her blade and he went still.
Who taught you to throw a knife?
Killian. Killian had taught her. Or at least as much as he'd teach any skill that might be attributed to his mark.
You look like you're playing at darts.
He'd laughed at her.
No one has that much time to aim in a fight. Look at what you want to hit and throw the god's damned blade.
A friend, she whispered,
watching as he jerked out the knife, wiping the gore off on the animal's coat. Fear clawed at Tariana's insides as she stared down at the dead wolf, another pack member that she had killed.
What do we do?
We go.
He started walking west. Care to justify that decision? She mimicked his voice as she asked the question, earning a smile as they broke into a jog.
They won't give up trying to get in at us tonight. And I expect it won't be only one wolf watching us tomorrow, but the whole pack. They're smart. They learn.
Tariana shivered, and it had nothing to do with the cold.
This is their territory, he continued, stumbling in the snow before catching his balance. There's nothing to drive them off except for their own need to eat. If we stay, I think we'll be trapped.
And you think things will be any better 20 miles from here?
It's a move in the right direction.
He pulled his hood back in place.
20 miles west won't get us into another pack's territory, but 40 might. 60 definitely will.
Great, more wolves, she muttered, wondering how the Cybernese survived in this place.
More wolves that are likely to take issue with another pack invading their territory.
He cast a backward glance over his shoulder.
It's a long shot, but it's something.